Tab Blokes Day Out. Eagle Farm Racecourse this weekend. Tickets from $10 at brc.com.au.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Started hearing stories throughout the afternoon of that terrible incident on the Centenary Motorway. The downhill bit going towards the Jindalee Bridge. Channel 9 described it last night.
The Centenary Highway became a crumpled car park near the Jindalee Bridge. A four-wheel drive heading south cannoned into the back of the bus, the driver and passenger both trapped for up to an hour. Drivers following had to take evasive action, several crashing into the guardrail. The highway was closed down for several hours, throwing peak hour into chaos at school pickup time.
The way I heard it, Robin, was 7 cars, 1 bus, 25 people involved.
Pretty much. And they closed both directions because they needed to get the emergency services up on the other side lanes. So they shut that off. So my car stayed at Jindalee Swimming Pool. I walked across the bridge.
I walked past
the accident.
Fig Tree Pocket,
and walked home to Fig Tree Pocket and didn't pick my car until after 7.
Oh, you got your car later on?
Yeah.
Now, I started hearing stories about it about 3:30 when the storm started to die down at our joint, and I heard, terrible incident on the motorway, but then there were stories that people were stuck in the Legacy Way tunnel for three hours.
Think about what feeds into
There's no exit.
The Ipswich motorway was impacted because people were slowing down as one lane was closed for emergency services. So right back to Ipswich, anywhere through Indooroopilly, Toowong, Chapel Hill, into the city, it was a complete car park.
Crab pot.
So we wanted to find out, were you impacted?
I want to know, dude, what would people want to do? I know it's a weird thing to think about. If you wanted a wee, if you're stuck in the traffic for 3 hours.
Oh, that's what scares me the most, honestly. I'd have to wee. I hate that. I hate on a plane. I'm just waiting until the seatbelt sign goes off. What happens if I've got to wee? What do you do?
If you feel confident enough, you can ask one of our lovely listeners.
Hayden from Jindalee, where were you, Hayden?
Myself, I've been out of town last night, but the missus, she comes from Red Hill. She leaves work at 5 o'clock to pick the kids up at 6 o'clock. Because that's when after school care finishes, everything like that.
Oh, no.
Usually it takes 45 minutes on that Western Freeway.
Yep.
8:10.
So did they
And for every 15 minutes your child is late after 6 o'clock from being picked up, they charge you an extra $30.
They can't do that when there's a big accident. Did they do that? They didn't.
No, I think there's going to be a bit of leeway because there's so many left. But the thing is, they usually have about 20, 25 carers there to look after 100 or so kids. There was 8 of them there.
Well, didn't you say there was no coaches turned up at Jindalee Pool?
Well, Jindalee Pool, because I know the proprietors, Beck and Phil, and I think they had 8 swimming teachers and only one could get through.
Jesus, that's right. Hayden and his missus have got to pay an extra $240 or something or other for after-school care.
I'm sure they're going to be more compassionate. Good luck, mate. Roz of Mount Cosby, what happened? Crosby, what happened?
Okay, so I left Bowen Hills knowing about the Western Freeway, so I thought I'd go Gap Creek Road.
Oh, here, that was a nightmare too.
It was flooded, apparently, and I think the only cars coming the other way were the ones turning around. So I then ended up having to go and face the Western standstill. It took me 2.5 hours, I think.
Oh, that's so forlorn.
Did we ask about the toilet? Like, if you needed to go to the loo, what would you do, Roz?
I think there would have been a lot of jigging.
Jigging around, looking for plastic containers in your car.
Stop it.
Kristen of Ipswich, what happened?
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
I was in the garbage truck right behind the accident, there for about 3 hours. It was actually a diesel spill and an accident in front of the bus, and the bus couldn't stop and end up hitting the cars in front of it and then the cars behind it. But I got to meet a lovely lady while I was there, Bronte and Kate Campbell's mother.
Oh, nice.
Such a lovely lady, eh? Really honest and open. And so my 3 hours was well spent.
So, Christian, you got out of the truck, everyone got out of their cars and made it a social event, did we?
Yeah, pretty much so. There was quite a crowd gathering on the bridge overhead and all up the road, yeah. Yeah, it was very social.
Oh, God.
Photos taken and stuff.
There was a big motorbike contingent as well that were backed up just behind there. Well, they were allowed through first and then they had to shut it down again and they moved because there was a P-plating ute that was at the front of the bus Well, I don't know if he caused it, but he was involved in it.
Hold on. So the diesel, I heard the diesel spill. Is that what caused it?
I didn't see any diesel when I went down there, but that doesn't mean there wasn't any.
Yeah. Are you licensed to test for diesel?
No, I didn't see anything on the road.
Yeah. I'll send you back down there today, forensics. Yes. Check out the crash. Good
what
on you, Kristen.
A hell
thanks for that. Never know who you're going to meet in a traffic jam. It is the Big Breakfast.
Never found out about that weeing.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Nick Cody, man with red beard, you'll be very yes. pleased to know something. On the 1st of December the last couple of years, Robin and I and Triple M have had a day called, what was it, Suncheck Day, I think we called it.
Oh, my gosh. You were the one that, I'm having a mental blank.
Yeah, you told me about it when I was on the show late last year, and that was what made me go and get a skin check and right. get a mole cut. Got a mole cut out of my back, and I'm getting the stitches out today.
Oi, look at you go.
Righto.
Big boy.
All right. Well, what I want to say to everyone, I'd overlooked because, and you need to get yours rechecked because they said you had a dodgy one, Robin, you haven't done anything about it. But for myself, I did it the day before we went on holidays in mid-December. I went and got it checked out. Now, you don't think anymore. Off on holidays, couldn't give a stuff. They've emailed me while I was at Moreton Island. I read it and went malignant melanoma, didn't think any further of it. Okay.
What?
I was on holiday.
Your history of melanoma, you didn't think anything more of it.
We think we've got most of it. We'd like to catch up with you in the new year. Now, if for everyone, I had melanoma years ago. I almost died. Anyway, that was more than 20 years ago. So I've tried to, as blokes do, compartmentalise and forget about it. I've always worn a hat, always wear sunscreen. Went back, so I've got another one, and this one's in my torso. Now, if anyone knows anything about melanoma, it's the world's quickest killer of cancer to kill you. If it gets into your organs, and I started to think about this yesterday because I finally went back, and he said, I've been trying to get a hold of you. I want to dig some more out.
Ooh.
So that's what they did yesterday. They dig down, so I'll find out how it goes. But malignant melanoma, can everyone get their skin checked? Because it can take only take 3 months and it can kill you, if you let it go.
And it's cheap too. I thought it was going to cost so much money to get a mole removed. It was like $50 or something.
That part of it's fine. You just got to get yourself checked out. The reason I'm talking about this is I've never had this done before. I have had it once when they stitched it up my eye. But yesterday they did he had to dig deep and a lot deeper. I can't exercise or have a shower for a couple of days.
Did
can't
they go
exercise
through
for two
muscle?
No, it didn't go through muscle because it was just on my side below my ribs. So there's a fair bit of... They did actually... The nurse said, I said, what's that dripping? I can feel something dripping down. She said, oh, that's your fat. Okay, so it was some... And that's not what I had. This wasn't a fat suction exercise.
I got roast chicken.
Did you ask to see it?
No, she said, do you want to see it? And I said, no, I don't. Just take it away, please, as fast as possible.
But on both sides, please.
They've hacked into me.
Did you siphon it into your butt? Do you have like a fat booty?
Into my cheeks. Hey, but I've never had this happen to me before. I know I've had eyes stitched up and watched as the needle goes in and I have my eyes closed. Mm. But while you're awake having stuff dug out of you, like they did.
Oh, not just dug. Sean had to have a tube taken out of his liver that was connected and came outside of the body and they removed it just because. Like he had a local anaesthetic and he could feel it
tube being
removed
in the liver.
From his organ through his body and out his side.
Oh.
Like he was looking at it going, wow. Actually,
Did he want to chug a beer but he didn't like the taste? Is that why he had a tube in there? Was it a funnel?
That's
was
an
it a
awful
party
feeling.
Trick? Yeah,
I've had one in the old fella. Okay, I was in intensive care a few years ago. I just remembered this when you said this and they pull it out. It's the most wicked thing it will ever happen to you. And I'm now not even worried about what happened to me yesterday when I think about that.
Yeah, I got an STI check about 6 years ago, and I think I was the last bloke in Australia to get the old down the eye.
Oh,
the metal.
Okay, can we stop talking about that?
Yeah, okay, about that.
I can't contribute.
Right.
I haven't got
I'm
one.
Getting,
so.
Yeah, okay.
Don't be envious,
but...
I think I'm okay.
He was Dr. Ben, the guy who did the check on us in December. That's who I went. While he's digging, and I could hear him, I could feel it tugging at the skin, but they'd put the local anaesthetic in.
Mm.
But he wanted to talk about how the Reds were going. So we were having a super rugby chat while he's digging bits out of me. It was the most surreal. I go, no, listen, because I could just, I was
you
looking over my right
You can't concentrate on two things. That's the problem.
He said, do you want to watch? No, do you want to watch? No, I want to look over my other shoulder and not have you talking. Just concentrate on your digging there. Like you're an excavating man. Just dig away.
Do you want some people to tell us about when they've had stuff done to them while they were awake?
While you're still awake? I thought you were supposed to be asleep while that stuff happens, while you're getting dug around
it. I have heard that people have brain surgery while they're awake. That would be cool. Mm. If you're someone like that, in fact, anyone who's had... you know,
stuff done to you while you're still awake.
Yeah. What sort of medical procedure, Malcolm of Salisbury? What was it?
I've had a cyst cut out of my left eye.
Oh.
So I had a, it's a really rare thing. I had the cyst grew down probably about 3/4 over my pupil, and I was awake for the operation. Like Marta said before about sticking a needle in your eye, they stick a big needle in underneath your eye to pump in the anaesthetic. And they put a big, like the old scales, the big weights off the scales. They put that over your eyeball and paper on there to stop your eyeball from popping out.
What are you looking at? What can you see?
Well, out of my left eye, I'm not really sure. I've actually lost all the vision out of my left eye now from complications later on from further surgery. But, yeah, I could see the guy coming down with the scalpel to cut into my eye. And the worst part of that, like I'm a tradesman and I know how good sharp tools are.
Yes.
He was complaining about how blunt the scalpel was. This is useless, take it away.
No. Oh, stop it.
I've given him a butter knife.
How good a job can you do when you got blunt tools?
I'm not a queasy man. That was filthy. That is filthy.
That's
thanks,
the worst
Malcolm.
There is.
Gavin of Reeson Park, what have you had done while awake? What medical procedure?
I've had an ablation of my heart done.
What's that?
Is that like they sand your heart or something? What do they do?
Yeah, no, it's a condition called SVT where I had a bit of extra circuitry in my heart. So it's keyhole surgery in your hip. They put four wires up into your heart and then set it into a racing rhythm. So they got it up to about 279 beats a minute to find the pulse.
Wow.
Well, you're just sitting
there.
Yeah, you can watch it all on the screen while it happens.
What did it feel like, Gavin?
Well, you've got a local in your hip, but it's just uncomfortable, really.
But watching yourself with something giving your heart a bit of a blast, like a jigger.
Yeah, you can as they feed the wires up your vein, you can feel them going up into your heart. So, but yeah, it's probably 2 hours on the table and all sorted.
But hang on. What was happening to the rest of your body if your heart's going at 200 and whatever beats?
Apple Watch was freaking out.
The Big Breakfast. Weekdays from 5:30 on Triple M.
Oh, guys, I think I might have a genius on my hands at home, according to friends of mine. I've got a baby in the house. And a lot of friends of mine are asking me if we're going to teach them another language. Charlie. He's just got mum down pat, so, yeah, why not chuck French in there?
what language would you go out of interest?
I don't know, maybe French.
Chinese.
Well, my wife's side of the family, they speak French. Yeah, Mandarin is where I'd be going.
Yeah.
Or think Indonesian. Of the future.
Yeah.
That's a smart one.
To go to order bintangs. Anybody that's doing Indonesian at school, that's a bogan school. They know where their kids are going.
Stop it. I have a nephew who teaches Indonesian at Byron Bay High School.
Did he go over there surfing one day and went, there's a thing.
Exactly.
The Byron Denpasar direct flights.
So don't be down on Indonesian as a language.
Okay,
come on.
How to say boogie board bag in Indo.
All right, come on.
No, but the thing I don't like is that, like, young kids, right, toddlers, two-year-olds, three-year-olds, I've got friends of mine that their kids speak, you know, they're multilingual children, and they give the kids so much credit. They're like, you know what it is? You know why they picked up the language fast? Their brain's a sponge. And I'm like, no, the whole kid is a sponge. Like, they don't do anything. They just get to poo their pants. They don't have to cook dinner. They don't work. They don't pay bills. They don't have to go to the dentist or see an accountant. If you just gave me 3 months and said, hey, Nick, you've got to do nothing in the 3 months. Poo your pants if you want. I'm going to make you all your meals. Could you learn some Italian? I reckon I could. I'm going to back myself.
Exactly.
I just don't like the kids are getting too much credit when they've got nothing else going on. The amount of stuff I could pull off if the diary was empty for 3 weeks.
I know, but it's still, like, how do you teach a baby another language?
I think you just talk to
them. Just start talking to them.
Yeah, but that means you have to know it. You can't just throw Italian words at them like, bolognese.
I reckon it did still work.
I don't think you didn't do Italian.
Big Breakfast on Triple M.
Is that the first one you thought of? From a house down in Melbourne or on the Gold Coast, from the horrors of Ipswich or
even up the coast, it's Triple M's. Bogan News. Oh, wowza. Bogan News is back with a bonza of a story. This morning we go over to the left coast, the west coast, Perth. An ex-AFL player has had a 24-hour period for the record books. Now, you may be thinking, yes, finally, Ben Cousins is free. He's out of jail and he's back to helping the AFL catch up to the massive lead rugby league has taken in the Grubax competition. However, that naughty boy is still behind bars. So we got an ex-3 club AFL player, Reece Palmer. His Saturday night ended with a motorbike crash. Whatever. Oh. Bogan smashes a modi, stock standard. This is Bogan News, not a traffic report. It's his Friday night that got my attention. He's facing a lifetime ban from all Australian racetracks after an incident on Friday night at Gloucester Park Harness Track.
With the trots.
Do you know what level of tip rat you have to be to get kicked out of the trots?
You'd reckon so.
In a bizarre incident which was captured on film, a shoe can be seen flying through the air and onto the track, bouncing amid a group of 6 horses and their drivers.
Who
and
what wears I love shoes most, at the trot? Oh my God, it's
maybe
a thong
it was a giveaway. But the race caller didn't miss a chance to be a true professional.
Of It's Rock and Roll, who's a head away on the outside, and unbelievably, someone has thrown a shoe onto the track. Security, please grab this man. They leave the straight, 700 metres left to go, 58-1 for the first 800 metres. Unbelievable scenes here. That was outrageous.
He's just gotten straight back into the court.
Yeah. Did not miss a beat, did he?
Now, the next day, in between the incident and the motorbike crash, Palmer apologised on social media, saying the shoe was not deliberately thrown.
Ah.
He claimed the incident was simply unfortunate timing and a result of what he described as a light-hearted wrestle with a teammate.
And oh, this shoe came off.
The shoe has come off and flown through the air. The only way your shoe flies through the air at that height and speed by accident is if you're in a motorbike crash.
Oh, that's true.
That's it for Bogan News. What a legend. Reesey, he's had a ripper of a weekend.
Triple M.
No need to tell you the weather's unsettled. You just have to have lived around here for the last few days. But up north, it's even worse. New cyclone.
Cyclone Trevor has formed and is heading for the Queensland coast. And he is strengthening on the way.
He is strengthening.
Oh, Trevor.
Yeah, hold on. Here's Gary.
Well, Trevor was born early hours this morning as a Category 1 tropical cyclone.
He was born.
What, Poseidon had a baby?
Now, yes, and it was Trevor. Now, does everyone know how this happens? There's the Pacific Cyclone Watch people, okay, and they all deliver the... If it's born in Fiji, they get to name it. Yes, Nick, what do you
want? I honestly think Cyclone Gary is just a bloke that's coming home on a cruise ship at the minute, and he's got the all-day drinks package, and he's ready to fight someone at customs.
All right. Now, let's go down that track. Why can't we? Because we set the benchmark in 1974. Do you realise before 1978, there were only female names, hurricanes nice. And cyclones throughout the world. Then they went, let blokes have a go at yeah. this. And I think it's every second one gets female, male, male, female.
So Omar.
Omar must have formed, it formed in Vanuatu. So someone in the Vanuatu Weather Bureau of Meteorology, they named it. If it forms near Fiji, if it forms near your country, you get to name it. So thank God this one has formed right next to North Queensland. And we've got Trevor. So, do we all know that next cyclone is U, and then it's V, and then it's
you.
W?
Uma. Mm. Well, we can't have Uma and Omar.
No, all right.
So Ursula?
This is Ursula, but I want all Bogan names. So, here's my quiz to you
okay,
two. Are you ready?
Right.
When it gets to W, what will you name it?
Wendy.
Not Bogan enough.
Okay. Wayne.
Thank you. You are the winner.
Oh,
is this how this game's going? Okay. No, not Wanda. That's not a Bogan name. I'll go from A, okay? Let's think. Because they come and go. Well, what, A? Yes?
Azza. Yeah.
Oh,
not
but see,
Aaron.
I'm going to go
Azza.
Like Ariel.
No, not Bogan
oh,
enough.
Right. Yeah.
I'm gone for a Disney princess.
You are.
Yeah, but spelled very differently. There's a few Y's in there.
You are not a Bogan, Robin. All right, let's keep on going. C.
Oh, hang on, where's B?
Oh, well, I can't say that on the radio. But
Brenda.
Brenda?
Yeah, come on, I'm getting there.
Baz.
Cyclone Barry, obviously.
He is killing you. You've got a couple more or you're eliminated from the contest.
Okay, go on.
If it's a cyclone and it's C.
Carol?
Carol is not a... You do not know any Bogan names. Colin.
Crystal.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Oh,
now,
Crystal's not bad.
Think blokes. Blokes have better Bogan names.
Okay, this Colin. Is your last,
I just said Colin. Just that's all you.
Give it one more chance.
Last
one more chance.
This is your last chance. Do you know any Bogan names?
I don't think
all right.
So.
There's a cyclone coming and you're working in the Bureau of Meteorology and it's we've got to name it after a D Bogan.
I see. I would
say. Oh, Dazza.
Yes, it's Darren. Obviously, it's the go-to. Yeah. Come on, Robin. Not good enough.
Oh, you need Bogan rehab.
Okay, yeah. I've been yellow carded for being not knowing Bogan names. I am happy with that.
I've got one for B. Bartholomew.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Okay, of us guys in here, have you all used a Lime scooter? Have you actually got on board,
downloaded the account?
Have you, Nick?
No, you know when I was about to use my first one, Sunday night, I was going to bring it on stage at City Hall. I was going to roll out on a Lime scooter. The bloody OH&S, this nanny state.
Wouldn't let you. Well, if you ever downloaded the app, you would have possibly then got a text message last week saying, save Lime scooters.
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, basically, they were all wanting us to vote so that Lime scooters could stay within Brisbane because we were one of, I think, three cities around the world that they were using as a test case. But we have been one of the most successful cities.
Oh, yeah? Here it is here. 500,000 rides. Thanks for being part of it. Share our support.
Okay. Righto. So you did get it. Anyway, if you wanted them to stay, you were supposed to send back and say that you wanted to. But no worries, you don't have to now because Brisbane City Council have made a decision.
Lime scooters have been allowed to stay, but at a cost. The controversial but popular transport system will have to cough up around $420,000 a year to council if it wants to continue to operate. The company was put on notice after a brake glitch caused a number of serious injuries to riders.
Let's get rid of that. Why would they want $410,000 to council just
because?
It's
as if they're a rort. You know what I mean? It's as if they're standover tactics. To let a company, a successful company, run in a city. They just can't help themselves. Councils cannot help themselves.
So were they paying nothing?
Generally useless.
Yeah.
And they just want it, they just want cash.
So they were paying nothing beforehand. Did they just,
it was an experiment? Yeah.
Well, so's married at first sight. We know how that's gone. But so the 500 scooters, are they going to still have the 500?
Yeah. And there's going to be tender for another company. It's been so successful. I was just curious, is that a rental thing, $420,000? Is that in case council gets sued because someone's using a line?
And then they reckon the cops might have made about $50,000 out of fining people without helmets and for drunkenness and for speeding.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, this is all just all tied up, all levels of government.
Okay, well, let's just go back to the glory that is the Lime scooter and they're staying in Brisbane.
Big Breakfast, Triple M.
We've been discussing silicosis around here the last few weeks. It's an occupational lung disease caused by dry cutting of anything with silica, like like engineered stone tops and also sometimes blocks and bricks on a building site. Dry dust causes it. Well, let's let a wonderful Dr. Graeme Edwards sum it up.
The exposure that's causing the damage now that we're seeing happened 3, 5, 7 years ago.
It's a terrible, terrible disease.
That's not good.
And your brother's death was quite unexpected though too, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we thought it'd be dragged out a bit further than this and he'd get to his lung transplant. And, you know, he was on the up and then, suddenly just disappeared on us. Exposure is so overwhelming, a simple paper mask is not going to do the job. Most do not have any symptoms at all. And as a result, they don't know they've actually got this nasty disease developing in their lungs.
He ended up getting a lung infection, early stages of it, before he got diagnosed, which put him into ICU for a week. And since then, it was a fight for him to get back to his health. And, you know, he only just got there recently, which is the shit part of it all.
A lot of the doctors out there in general practice and even in specialist practice actually don't know what they're looking at because it's brand new for this era of medical professional.
And of course they were the brothers. Anthony was the first victim to die here in Queensland and his brother Shane has also been diagnosed.
All right. And remember we said at the time there's been 98 others diagnosed. One of them came up to me at last week's Smoko Shout.
No.
I'd forgotten about this. His name was Dwayne. Now, he's been redirected out of his... Was he
a stonemason?
Yes, and he's been directed out of that and working at where I was last week for the Smoko Shout. Well, I'll let Dwayne tell it because he came up to me and wanted to say, I'll tell you a few things about it.
Dwayne, you're one of the 98 cases of silicosis.
Yeah, mate. I'm early stages of the disease, so...
You don't touch any dry stone cutting again and you might be all right.
No, like, I'm out of the industry now and...
Righto. You feeling all right? You can exercise, you can
do... Yeah, go to the gym every morning before
work. So how did you get diagnosed?
Had to have an X-ray, spirometry test, which is your lung function.
Yeah.
And then a CT scan. It just became a standard in the industry. They decided to do a big screening. I got mates that have got 3 to 8 years to live and stuff.
Oh, wow. Oh, mate. So it was from cutting the...
chlorine and all that sort of, all those
Caesar stones.
So everyone wants it.
Breathing equipment or
use what was supplied, which is paper masks.
Were you on site?
Yeah, did a lot of site work.
Oh no, that's when the problem happened. Oh mate, I hope everything's going to be right.
It is what it is, eh? It's just hard losing your craft. But
how long were you in the? How long were you in that
9 years.
Oh Jesus, God, eh? Yeah. Oh mate, all the best.
Walking, talking example, paper masks. The respirator is the best thing for any youngsters who are doing any cutting of anything.
Do you think the government should be sort of subsidising these products? You know, like you're saying, those respirators, how much are they? $1,000.
They can be up to $1,000. You can get ones with $100, $200, etc. But you need to have the cartridges and everything else. If you're cutting anything dry, anything with anything where you can see dust suspended in the air, that's going into your lungs.
And you're doing something today too, aren't you?
I'm going out because we're talking about the testing. We are world leading in our research, and it's at Prince Charles Hospital. They're doing all the respiratory research out there. Want to go and see what's involved in testing for silicosis. You know, I'm a little worried because I haven't been
tested?
A mask guy. I'm not sure. I'll see what they're doing. But I'd rather do it and then tell everyone what's going on because it costs a bit of money too.
Okay.
So, I've cut without masks for years and years and years. I'm slightly worried.
All right, we'll hear about that tomorrow. That'll be interesting. Big breakfast on Triple M.
Hey, this may be something that'll change a few people's lives right now. Do you know they say cleaning and conversation gets men more sex than most other things, Robin?
I'm sure that's true. I have absolutely no doubt.
This is about cleaning.
It's just a revelation to you. Anyway, keep going.
Well, I've only recently, in the last few years, started to help out a little bit more around the house. I was a dud when I was younger and I started to realise that cleaning can help. All right, I read this. This is on news.com this morning. I was just scanning and started with, here's the headline. People are raving about a $39 life-changing mop from Bunnings. I went, oh, because we've got a mop at our place that we have just been going nutso about, okay? I start reading. A bargain $39 mop from Bunnings is excited. Australians who are branding the cleaning item a life-changer. Excited fans have taken to Facebook, la, la, la. There's a group called Mums Who Clean, and they have nothing but praise for the item from the hardware store.
Is it a Facebook group?
It's a can you have a look at it while I quickly talk? The affordable, now it says this, and this is where I got excited, Nick. The photo, I look at it, a photo against the wall, green mop, and then I go, my God, that's the mop that Kath and I've got. And we have been going just special about the whole thing. We have been going, this is, why have we ever used a bucket? You don't, you fill that thing there and it sprays in front of the mop.
Yeah, so there's almost like a little water bottle attached to the front that you put the cleaning liquid in.
And you can put timber floor cleaner in there with the water and it sprays in front of the mop and you don't need a bucket
anymore.
So
you like mopping?
Oh, mate, it makes you...
Do now.
I walk around in bare feet my whole life, okay, most of my life, and you can feel every bit of mark on the floor. So I've fallen in love with mopping over the last few years and this mop has been a life changer and I can see everyone needs to know about it. And I tell you one thing, $39 at Bunnings, I don't think so. Kath told me she got it for $25 or something from Coles.
Yeah, Big W says it's got it on sale.
How much?
$20.
Listen to some of these comments. It was easy to get into tight spots and under furniture, light work, and I might even say enjoyable. Here's another. I've tried everything over the last 4 years to get my floor to look clean, let alone shiny.
Excuse me.
In love.
Have we just descended onto another planet? What is going? My brain.
What's
is
happened
just,
this what? Week? Like yesterday, it was Robin talking about league, and now Marto's coming in talking about his
mopping.
New favourite mop.
I've never liked a mop in my life. When you used to have to stick them in those buckets, and then you put your foot on
like
and ring, they were just disgraceful. And next thing you know, you'd be pushing along with your foot, and it'd spill over, and you'd have 12 liters of dirty water on the floor. This thing could change a lot of lives. So, it could bring couples closer together. There's these mums who clean. I don't know whether I like them, but you shouldn't just go to a Facebook. I'm just enjoying telling people about it on our show.
So going back to the original point, and you said that blokes who clean get more sex.
Well, that's what I was told. And
is the mopping working?
Well, you don't do it straight away. They'll reflect later on that night. They'll go, gee, because you'll bring it up going, gee, the floors are nice, aren't they? And then she'll remember, that's right, he cleaned the floors. You can do the walls with this too. Imagine if you got clean.
I want to see you on a shopping channel. That's what I want to see. After the magic bullet, you come on with the mop. Hey, Greg Martin.
Hey,
love this mop. Use it all the time.
Gets me more sex.
See that magic.
You finish an ad with gets you more sex. They are flashing their credit cards straight away, mate.
It's the end of the podcast. What do you know? So tune in tomorrow and catch the show.
Triple M.